This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Tom Garbin, Superintendent of the Macoupin County Veterans Assistance Commission. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tom, today we are coming up on Veterans Day very soon, and that's our topic of conversation. We're going to talk about what your commission can do for veterans and the various matters that you can help with and things like that. And first off, we'll let anyone who may not be familiar with your agency, what do you do? How were you formed? And just a little background.
Actually, the commission was formed back in September of 2003, and it's a statewide, actually countrywide, every state in the United States has to have a Veteran Assistance Commission in every county. And we started back in 2003, and it consists of a board of trustees, which comprise of all of the veterans organizations, like the VFW, the Disabled Veterans Association, the American Legion. Those are all members of our commission. And our funding actually comes from the county by way of a tax levy of 2%. Our mission is to provide general assistance to qualified veterans and their families who might need some help and support. It's not intended to provide ongoing financial support for any long period of time. We provide financial support for food, rental assistance, utility assistance, power, and water. And additionally, we help with death and burial benefits and service-connected disability compensation. And we can only provide assistance to Macoupin County residents. Each county in Illinois has to have a Veterans Assistance Commission, like I said before. We work closely with the Department of Public Aid, the Illinois Department of Employment and Security, and the Disabled Veterans. So that's in order to be eligible for assistance from us, the applicant must have served in the armed services of the United States and must have been honorably discharged. So the first thing they do when they come to our office, if they're in need, is to provide us with with their discharge papers, and it's called a form DD-214. Without that, we do not and cannot do anything.
With that thought in mind, when you talk about the DD-214, just a question that may come to mind. Say a circumstance happened where a veteran passed away and there's a surviving widow or something. Can you offer any assistance to, say, that widow if she has the proper paperwork?
Absolutely. As long as the his or her spouse has papers, the DD-214 they could provide to us. We can help veteran spouses through forms of disability compensation and survivor's benefits and that type of thing.
As far as what's going on now, you've covered some of the things that you can help with. Has there been anything new or anything, I guess you could say, subtracted in the past year or so concerning what services or so forth you might offer?
Well, I can tell you that our work volume has increased considerably due to what we believe has the COVID situation. We have more veterans that have gotten unemployed, and they're coming in asking for some assistance, and we help them until they get back on their feet. So our volume has really increased, and it seems that the word is getting out a lot now with our forms of outreach that we have. People are saying, hey, listen, maybe these people can help us out. Let's give them a call. So it's increased considerably.
I was going to ask you about COVID and how it was affecting the Veterans Assistance Commission. Anything else going on? Have you noticed any patterns? You know, just over time, sometimes you start to see a pattern going on as time goes by. Anything else, I guess we would say, outside of COVID?
Outside of COVID, no. There has been some new proposals, and for instance, there's one thing that the VA now has added a couple of illnesses to their to the Vietnam Agent Orange list. That's picked up a few more. That's not a good thing with regards to the veteran having the problem, but it certainly is good that they are being compensated for that type of, you know, their service in Vietnam.
Now, you mentioned that you are specific in what you can help with at your agency, but if someone has a question or maybe they don't know really where to go, I'm sure you can point them to the right place to go if they come to you.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I had mentioned that we have various forms of outreach. If they can hear us on your radio station, as a matter of fact, and we also have a website, and we use the newspapers, email, flyers, and we have a Facebook page that they can reach us at. And but as far as calling our office number is area code 217-854-5249, and there will be somebody here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. On those days.
And your email address?
Our email address is macvac@frontiernet.net.
And we probably should point out, too, that you still conduct some outside business outside of the office. You have monthly visits to certain communities, and give you a moment to talk about those.
Absolutely. We visit on a monthly basis. We visit Benalt at the Cahokia Township building, and that's from 9 until 11:30 on the first Tuesday of the month. And we used to go to Bunker Hill, but our attendance there slowed down a bit, and so we've taken them off the schedule for now. But we go to Verdon on the third Thursday of the month from the same time, from 9 till 11:30.
Tom, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County, and have a good Veterans Day that's coming up very soon.
Okay, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.